My opening text for today I take from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7. Thank you very much, choir. Chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. But I want to back up a little bit and read the last verse of chapter 6. And quickly to fill you in, there had been a problem in the church in Jerusalem. Usually where there are people that have challenges, it's normal. And what was the problem? Some people were not being satisfied with the services. And they happened to be the older members of the group. And then they happened to be of another race, so to say. So it was said that the Grecian Jews, or rather, well, they were not the original Jews. They came from outside. The Grecian Jews began to complain that their aged ones were being left out. And so the leaders had to do something. I will come to this for another day. And it's amazing that the CV or the pedigree of the kind of people that the leaders were looking for, so amazing. So look for people with character. Look for people amongst you with character, filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom, that we may appoint to serve tables. So to serve tables, we need character. We need the Holy Spirit. We need wisdom. Anyway, so in doing that, Stephen was one of the seven that was chosen. And the Bible says, a man full of faith and power. A man full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. They said this man was so diligent at what he does, and he has so much backing of heaven, that every step he took, signs and wonders followed him. Every step. And I realized that this is not a fable. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. Even for our times. And I'm glad to announce that sitting right here today or following this service on the internet are people whose every step will announce the presence of God. In the name of Jesus. I'm not talking you happy. God knows I'm not. And I'm sure you know. I'm talking you to reality. Glory be to God in the highest. It's not only possible, it is happening. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the fire. I have a confirmation here. You are talking to the right set of people. So such was Stephen. And because the world at the time could not handle him, so they fabricated the kind of lies, they plotted against him, and brought him, judged him wrongly, and brought him before the council. Who themselves have made up their minds that this man can never escape. This is it for us. Now, that was where he was, verse 15. So he was before the council, and all who sat in the council, can you see that? Looking steadfastly at him, like you have your eyes on me, saw his face as the face of an angel. There was a radiance of some sort that was not common. They knew that this was not normal. They knew that this was supernormal in the face of a seeming ordinary man like you and I. So it was then that he was making his submissions that he said some of the things that we're going to read. He opens actually in chapter 7 with the submission. He said, then the high priest said, are these things so? Now he replied in verse 2. And he said, brethren and fathers, listen, the God of glory. No wonder his face was showing the glory of God. You see, it's what you mind that will appear in your face. It's what you are thinking all the time that you will become. He was a man saddled with the glory of God. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you. And again, this again belabors the character of God. He likes to be trusted. Anyway, so he continued talking to them. Then he got to verse 9. Verse 8, by the way. Then he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day. And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs. And this was where the drama began. Every generation had its own drama. But the drama of the generation will go a long way. And the patriarchs, verse 9, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God, come everybody say, but God. This year is your but God. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say, things are different now. This is my but God. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. But God. Hallelujah. But God. But God was with him and delivered him out of all his troubles, and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now listen, you know the Bible says, seest thou a man who is diligent in his works? He shall not stand before me amen, but before kings. Sometimes you wonder how that will be. I wonder how that could be in the case of Joseph. He was envied. He was sold into slavery. And in slavery, he was imprisoned. Not just as a state prisoner. But somehow, God still brought him before kings. I don't know where you are located today, and it really doesn't matter. If a man is diligent in what he does, if a man fears God, you will not stand before mere men. God will bring you before kings in the name of Jesus. I'm assured in my spirit, man, that no devil is devil enough to stop what God is doing. In your life and in my life, you will stand before kings. I say you will stand before kings. I say you will stand before kings. And so God delivered him out of all his troubles. And God gave him wisdom. Favor and wisdom. In the presence of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, who had no choice but to promote him. So see what God's presence does. His presence is not just a presence. It delivers. It delivers. Number two, his presence will not just hang out there. Mm-mm. It will bequeath you with favor. Number three, his presence will not just hover over your life. If you're working in partnership with God, he will give you wisdom. Number four, his presence will cause men to promote you. They don't have a choice in the matter. They will align behind you. No matter who is saying what, it doesn't matter. So I began to look at this, and I began to have a clearer understanding of this year. By the way, let me say this quickly. All the scriptures that God has given us concerning the theme of this year, memorize them. Meditate on them. Now, if you cannot keep them to your memory, read them every day. I'm not joking. Beginning from Isaiah chapter 41. Fear not. I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will hold you by the right hand. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. All those who are incensed against you, they shall be disgraced and ashamed. All those who plot against you, they shall perish. Go read it and see. Reading further. he repeated the fact that I will help you several times. He says, I will make rivers in desolate heights. Not just desolate places. The devil thought he's got you where he wanted. God will lift you up. And where they think that is a dry land, it will become the attraction of entire generation. In the name of Jesus. Don't joke with the presence of God, ladies and gentlemen. I told them in the first service, let me say to you, don't bother announcing yourself. Strive to please him and ensure his presence. He announces himself. I'm not joking. He announces himself. If you ever seen the scripture fulfilled in anybody's life, it's about to fulfill in your life. You say what scripture? In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And you will not oppose God. He will have his way in your life in the name of Jesus. You are in a good time and in a good season in the name of Jesus. Quickly, to see how it happened in the life of Joseph, flip with me to Genesis chapter 39. Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are so gentle, so pure and so kind.
You shine like
the bright morning star.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, what a wonder
you are. He's a wonder. You're a wonder. Jesus, you're a wonder. Jesus, you're a wonder. You're a wonder to my soul. He just said to me, Yoruba, "Ontalumbo long showo potong padanu." Let me interpret. Say, have you ever seen anyone in a joint business or getting into partnership with God in business and he comes out as a loser? Impossible. That defines your life in the name of Jesus. You see, by the time you go through Isaiah 41, he said, I will make the desert a forest on account of you. I see where people have rejected, where they have washed their mouth negatively, said they will desire, they will crave, they will run into. Why? Because I am with you. See, and when men will look at you and look at what what the Lord is doing, men themselves will say, this is the hand of the Lord. Your life will glorify Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have a good heritage. Hallelujah. Woo. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 1, I'll read quickly. Hear this. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Remember, he was envied. The question I ask myself all the time, what do you have to do to be envied? Nothing. Other than follow God. Because anyone that follows God will stand out. I remember the time we were looking at the difference between envy and jealousy. Jealousy is, I want to have what he has. Envy is, why should he have what he has? So they were angry because they were not the one with Joseph's kind of assignment. But unfortunately, every one of them had an assignment, serious one with God. But because Joseph was telling them what God had revealed to him about his assignment, they sold him into slavery. They became envious. If you lift up your right hand, say, Jesus, help steady my focus. That you will be the one only that I look onto the rest of my life. The Bible says to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. So I receive grace never to be jealous or envious of another man's calling. I celebrate your calling in my life in the name of Jesus. Your calling is important. The choice of you is key to God's agenda for a generation. So when you see other people's, may you celebrate them, because generations will celebrate you. I say in the name of generations, we celebrate you. Anyway, they sold him to slavery. So he was in Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guards, an Egyptian, bought him. They said he was the chief executioner. Bought him. Can you imagine? Sold into slavery and then fell into the hands of the chief executioner. Bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. Verse 2. The Lord, come on, can you read with me? The Lord was how? I said this year is different. Tell your neighbor, say, thank God I have a helper. And I'm conscious of my helper in the name of Jesus. Come on, tell your neighbor. That's what is going to make a difference this year. I'm conscious of my helper. He's the Holy Spirit. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was successful. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw, the version pastor said, he said he was successful, he was prosperous, he was, three things. Anyway, and the master saw that the Lord was with him. That's why you won't need to brag on this matter. The world will say, this is God. In the name of Jesus. That the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper. How would you like that to be your testimony? When unbelievers say, it's God that is prospering this man, this woman, in the name of Jesus. So Joseph did what? Check your Bible. What did he find? Joseph found favor. In the sight of, and in his sight, and served him. Then he made him overseer. The moment favor comes in, promotion appears. Check Daniel's life. Check Esther's life. Check Joseph's life. The moment the favor of God comes in, promotion, man can hold it down. That's why the Bible says that when the ways of a man are pleased, I feel the fire. When his ways are pleasing to God, even those who are plotting his death will begin to look for his favor. In the name of Jesus. Tell anybody, this is not like any other year. In the name of Jesus. Jump with me to verse 21. I'll take it from 20. From verse 19. So it was, when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, your servant did to me after this manner, that his anger was aroused. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where king's prisons were confined. It was a state prisoner. And he was there in the prison. Everybody read the next line. But, come on, help me. But the Lord was with Joseph. You see why you cannot afford not to be conscious of his presence for 1 minute? But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him, everybody, he gave him what? Favor. Come and help me. Favor. And give again. Favor. In the sight of the keeper of the prison. So what happened? And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were promotion immediately. We were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was Joseph that was in charge. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it how? Why are you quiet here? The Lord made it what? So this year, prosperity is not a struggle. I say in the name of Jesus, prosperity is being successful in your mandate for life. Whether it's got to do with marriage, it's got to do with raising your children, it's got to do with your finances, it's got to do with your health. I say this year you will prosper in the name of Jesus.